Hi, everyone, and welcome. That's right. It's time for a little dose of good stuff.
And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, we're going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. This season, you can spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News, stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
We're actually really trying hard to wrap March up. After March comes April, and that gets us all thinking, although I think some people are already thinking golf. Not everybody, but I think you have something for those that have it on their mind.
Well, there are a few golf courses around the area that are opening up for the season. If not now, they will be maybe in the next few weeks. So, these are some new golf rules for seniors. And it does not stipulate where the senior cutoff point is. But here we go. This
That's
is
an
from
important detail.
The Veterans Golf Association. They've negotiated with the Royal and Ancient in St. Andrews to modify the rules of golf for seniors. So pay attention, you seniors out there. Rule number one, a ball sliced or hooked into the rough shall be lifted and placed on the fairway at a point equal to the distance it carried or rolled into the rough with no penalty. The senior should not be penalized for tall grass, which the groundskeepers failed to mow. Rule number two. A ball hitting a tree shall be deemed not to have hit the tree. This is simply bad luck, and luck has no place in a scientific game. The senior player must estimate the distance the ball would have traveled if it had not hit the tree and play the ball from that spot. All right? Rule number three, write this one down. There shall be no such thing as a lost ball. The missing ball is on or near the course and will eventually be found and pocketed by someone else, making it a stolen ball. The player is not to compound the felony by charging himself or herself with a penalty. And rule number four, if a putt passes over a hole without dropping, it is deemed to have dropped. The law of gravity supersedes the rules of golf. And number five, putts that stop close enough to the cup that they could be blown in may indeed be blown in. This does not apply to balls more than 3 inches from the hole. No one wants to make a travesty of the game. Rule number six, there is no penalty for so-called out of bounds. If penny-pinching golf course owners bought sufficient land, this would not occur. The senior golfer deserves an apology, not a penalty. Rule number seven in golf for seniors, there is no penalty for a ball in a water hazard, as golf balls should float. Senior golfers should not be penalized for manufacturers' shortcomings. One more of these for you today. Advertisements claim that golf scores can be improved by purchasing new golf equipment. Since this is financially impractical for any of the senior golfers, one half stroke per hole may be subtracted for having to use old and outdated equipment. So please advise all of your senior friends of these important rule changes for senior golfers this coming season.
Time now for some Ralph Waldo Emerson. How do you measure success? To laugh often and much. To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children. To earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends. To appreciate beauty. To find the best in others. To leave the world a bit better, rather by a healthy child, a redeemed social condition, or a job well done. To know even one other life has breathed because you lived. This is to have succeeded. Ralph Waldo Emerson, and along with that, something from Vince Lombardi. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Well, that would be true, wouldn't it?
That is.
You know, the other day I shared a few things that you might be from Montana. If I have a couple of those for you today. If you've installed security lights on your house and garage and leave both of them unlocked anyway, you might live in Montana. And if the largest traffic jam in your town centers around a high school basketball game, well, you might live in Montana. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com. And keep listening to the good stuff.